of this precious Sesshin. There are those of you who have thrown yourself into your practice, determined that you have but this one single day to do it. That's right. This one day. You have but this one round of Zazen to do it. This one round is exactly this one doing. There is this one doing only. How is this one doing? This ichitante. What is the true color of this one doing? Your resolution to do this, to practice, is all important. There was a great monk called Tokuo Ryoko. We chant his name in the mornings. His final determination to awaken was so strong that he sat with a sword in his right hand and a stick of incense in his left. He would attain realization before the stick of incense burned down, or he would take his life. Determined in this way, he entered the samadhi of this one doing, forgetting himself completely. And when the stick of incense burned down to his fingers, he attained enlightenment. Die while alive completely. Then do what you will. All will be well. The great death. To die completely. This is not the great of comparisons, great versus small. It means profound, complete, absolute death. The death of this and that, of the discriminating consciousness. There is no more analysis. The great death, nothing is appended, nothing held. Die completely and be at peace. Die completely and be at peace. At peace. Great peace and happiness, bliss, great satisfaction. There is nowhere any room for selfish clinging, not a trace of selfishness. No more, if only it were this way, if only. I want it this way, I want it that way. Such cravings and ambitions equal frustration and anxiety. Frustration and anxiety on the prowl. Your cravings and desires arise because you do not yet know yourself. You are not yet able to nod in assent, to recognize your true self. You cannot yet accept reality as it is. So, I want it this way, I want it that way, I want it this way, I want it that way. You haven't yet died the death of ego. So, you still have complaints and objections. Die completely, and you will know peace. Without dying, you couldn't even begin to imagine such peace. You will be without objections, no more opposition to things as they are. That means great affirmation, so clear and so positive. And that's just fine, in case you're wondering if it would really be all right to say yes to everything. You will be able to see the good. That's not to say you're going to become happy-go-lucky or irresponsible, but you will see the good. everything is good. This is reality. Do not give in to your weaknesses. Die for once, completely, and know true peace. This one doing, this one complete doing, is all that there is. Remain always in your Tanden. This one doing is centered in your Tanden. It's practically the only thing I ever caution you about, to work from the Tanden, to stay centered. It cannot be repeated enough. Make up your mind to stay in your Tanden. Make up your mind that this is the center of your truth life. In your Tanden, the eye of life burns brightly, clearly. And just do your practice, counting the breath, following the breath, Shikantaza, your original face, the sound of one hand, Muji, or another of the many, many koan. We may use different words, but there is only one original mind, and this is what you embody in your practice. Only one, one mind. Nothing else is revealed. There is only this one true self. Only one truth. Because all is one, there is no solidity. Because all is one, it cannot be grasped. There is no one to grasp, no one. There is nothing so paltry and isolated as could be grasped. So how are you going to get this game done with? One way. Die while alive, be completely dead, then do what you will. All will be well. You are all working very hard here. You're giving it your all. You're giving it your all, but you tend to have this bad habit of sitting back. That means that you judge that you're in a good place. And you seek to keep it this way, to sit back. You judge that this is the way it should be, this is the way I should continue my practice. And you sit back. You should know that that's very, very strange and altogether impossible. So please, watch that you do not give in to your weaknesses. Don't be a weakling. You know how easy it is to droop, to weaken, to languish for a bit, to give in to and fly away with your distractions. Don't coddle yourself. Drop the bad habits now. You can, you must. So how do I do that? Just do this one doing. Even though you're doing this one doing, sticking with your practice, take yourself again in hand. Don't sit back. Again, steel your resolution. Make it stronger. Pour yourself still more wholly into your practice. This one doing, just. The path is straightforward and one way, and the only thing necessary is your decision. You have no time to look away. only Chitante, Chitante, now, here, this one doing. Pour your energy into this with enthusiasm, clarity. This one doing is always new, fresh, alive, doing, doing, doing. It is crucial that you stay centered in your tanden so that your practice is not superficial and wavering. Tanden, chitande. Steadily, steadily, with ever greater resolve and clarity, your practice comes to do itself. There is no you here practicing that there. This one doing is complete, whole, all-inclusive. If only you stay centered in your tanden and do your practice only just this, you will, without fail, die the great death. You will die the death of the ego idea. You need not give your attention to anything else. Everything is taken care of. You need not entertain anything. Neither do you need to grasp. There is nothing but doing. So, are you doing your practice? This one doing, oneness, wholehearted oneness doing. Now and here, doesn't this one doing include the limitless cosmos? This one doing is infinite. There is no one who is looking off, no one to look off. Everything is only this, this one doing now, one truth. So, Shakyamuni Buddha said, all living beings are Buddha. All beings. Each thing which arises interdependently with all things. So that means all beings. Nothing is excluded. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha wisdom, Buddha virtue. All beings. This is absolute, complete, perfect. So no matter what one point you concentrate upon, no matter what one point you receive, all is included. So stick with this one point, this. Any and every time, everything is included. Any and every place. Everything is a perfect reception, a perfect reflection of all other things. Don't you want to see this? All being is frankly, purely, this one doing. It is so straightforward. All being is only this one doing. Look. Just look. Take time. All things are now. Nothing is outside now. Place. Just here. Just as it is. There is nothing which is elsewhere. No matter how, no matter where you searched, exhaustively to the farthest reaches of the universe, you would find with a grin and a chuckle, only here. Wherever you search on this dear little planet, here is always grinning at you. Why? Because in truth, in reality, there is no here as well. Each thing is completely interdependent with all other things. Each thing is thoroughly receiving all things. One truth is just as it is here. There is nothing outside now here. Now is here. Here is now. This one doing. So, knowing that you don't yet, you're not able yet to see it this way, how can you help but get really, really serious about your practice? Don't you just have to see it for yourself? Don't you feel what a pity not to? What a pity to continue to be lost in delusion. How inexcusable to look off from this. First off, you must attain realization. There is just this. There was never anything or anyone to grasp, to see, to be grasped. Nothing so stingy anywhere. So it comes right down always and only to this one thing. Just do this one doing. There is no need to rely on your clever headwork. You've done that. This one truth comes before any discriminating. One truth is fundamental. There's so very many clever people out there, so much clever analysis. But that kind of mental processing does not get you to see truth. There's just going to be more and more, I want it this way, I want it that way, coming up at you. Listen. The brave will find enlightenment in one man. But for the indolent, realization will never come. The brave will find enlightenment in one doing. The brave will find enlightenment in this one doing. This one pure doing. Just this one, only this. Watch your step. Look. It's right beneath your heels. Be attentive. Be attentive. Your very own footsteps are your very own truth. And you will not find it anywhere else or in any other way but just by being it, by doing it. Now, here. Watch your step. The truth right at your heel. No. The truth is your very own, this one footstep. Stay centered in your tanden. Don't let your energy rise. Right at your heel, boom. Your very footstep, boom. Here. This one doing. Comparing Sesshin to climbing a mountain, we are beyond the midpoint now. We scaled the peak and we're headed down. You are here. Here. Now. But the climb down is quick. The final half of Sesshin will pass in a flash. It will be over before you know it. You cannot be careless. You must watch your step. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.